This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
That means it's time for Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Good morning, Dr. Hammond. Shoo, on a morning where we're talking about things that are just a little bit scary. Good morning.
Good morning. And yes, there's a lot that's scary in the news, but we need to remember the scriptures. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
And there are scriptures that give an answer to every issue in society. Just take, for example, this war that's going on, which is affecting oil prices and availability of so many different things. The knock-on effects are terrible. But 2 Chronicles 19 verse 2 says, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord is upon you." It's so important that we know who we are working with and why. Psalm 127 verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain." We need to have first things first. God should always be first. In fact, if you think of the word joy, J-O-W, Jesus first, others next, you last. If we keep that perspective, it'll put things right. We need to put all things in their proper perspective according to scriptures. And the scripture teaches us that we should judge for ourselves whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. So Acts 4 verse 19, the apostles Peter and John responded to the Sanhedrin, who were telling them not to speak in the name of Jesus. "You judge whether it's right to obey you rather than God." To think we've got government officials who are actually saying, like the CRL Commission chairwoman, who said, if you speak to God and you think God speaks to you, you need to be locked up in a psychiatric ward. And that if you preach without a license from the government, then you will be arrested. To think we've got people threatening our religious liberty, but 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And Christianity has always stood for freedom, freedom of conscience, freedom of association, freedom of opinion, freedom of association. These freedoms are absolutely essential for any kind of freedom. And to have any government thinking about registering churches or acquiring Christian practitioners, religious practitioners to register with the state. I've been a missionary for 44 years. I've worked in restricted access areas helping persecuted churches. That's included as far afield as throughout Eastern Europe behind the Iron Curtain during the Cold War, and in Africa from Nigeria to Sudan, Congo, Mozambique, Angola. And it's a communist thing when states try to register churches. The idea of having a state-controlled way of registering or authorizing churches or in any way controlling or interfering with religious freedom is completely unacceptable. State-controlled registration system for churches is unnecessary. It's unworkable and it's unconstitutional. There's absolutely no reason for it. And last week there was a large march against interference of our religious freedoms in Durban. I don't know if we're going to have one in Cape Town, but certainly people all over can see this is wrong, this is unnecessary, this is unworkable, this is unconstitutional. We must stand for religious freedoms. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. That's 1 Peter 2, verse 16. And Galatians 5, verse 1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free."
Yeah.
"Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again with a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge a sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." And that is God's word to us. The Lord expects us to live in freedom, freedom from sin, freedom from Satan, freedom from the fear of man. Our Lord said, do not fear man, who can only kill a body, but fear God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell forever. We need to get our priorities right. And our highest priority is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is the heart of Christianity. This is the heart of what makes civilization. We need a society where people love their neighbors instead of fearing their neighbors. And we must rather light a candle than curse the darkness. We can always talk about what's wrong and what's a problem, but how about changing the spiral from downwards to bring the spiral upwards, speaking about what we can do and what God's word says and what our duties are before the Lord, because we are to be first and foremost those who put God first. Be holy because I'm holy, says the Lord. And when we think of the example the Lord has given, the Lord suffered for us and he left us an example that we should follow in his footsteps. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? How would Jesus react in these different situations? When we think like that, we start to be part of the solution to rebuild and to restore our country. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the roadmap to restoring our country. 2 × 7 = 14. There are two parts to this verse, and there's God's part and our part. God requires us to do four things, and he promises to do three things in response. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves. That's our first call. We need to humble ourselves before God. Humble themselves, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, and pray. Then God promised to do three things. He will hear from heaven, he will forgive our sin, and he will heal our land. If we want God to heal our land, we need to humble ourselves, seek God's face, pray, turn from our wicked ways. And then God will hear, God will heal, God will restore. And so 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a passage we need to memorize, we need to understand. There's seven points, and there's two parts, God's part and our part. We know God always does his part. We need to do ours. And so we need to call our people to humility, to prayer, to seeking God's face, to turning from wicked ways, and we will see God's intervention. When we do everything we can, then we can trust God to do what only he can. And that's true on almost anything, from whether you're talking about the weather. Only God can send the rain, can restore the earth, make food to come out of the surface of the earth. God is the one who can make all sorts of things go. Now, we've got to do our part, plowing, irrigating, whatever's got to be done on the farming side. We do what we can, and then God does what only he can. And that's true in every other area of life too. So we need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. There's enough people complaining and grumbling. And of course, as you said, there's fear. And there are reasons for that. But we as Christians have a higher calling. And let's not have ourselves allied with, in association with the wicked. Let's not make covenants with God's enemies. As 2 Chronicles 19 verse 2 says, should you help the wicked and help the, and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord comes upon you. We should fear God alone. We don't want to ever have God as an enemy. And I remember it was well said years ago, up at the border of Southwest Africa and Angola, we had Bishop Stephen Bradley visiting, and he made the comment. He said, I'm not afraid of the communists. He said, we can defeat the communists, and we frequently have. What I'm afraid of, he says, is God. If God ever becomes an enemy, there's no hope for us. No one can deliver you from God's hand. And so let's get first things first. Do we fear God? Do we love God? Are we seeking to be faithful to his word? Let the scriptures guide us every single day. We need wisdom. We should start every day with the book of Proverbs. And there are 31 chapters of Proverbs, one for every day of the month. We need wisdom. And we need worship. The Psalms, the biggest book of the Bible, the middle book of the Bible, 150 Psalms. If you pray through the Psalms, let the Psalms guide your prayers one chapter a day, it'll take you 5 months to pray through the Psalms. To have wisdom from Proverbs, worship from Psalms, that's a good balanced beginning to any day. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yeah, we love that. Thank you. That's the voice of Dr. Peter Hammond. Just to say, from the one side, hearing it from Hein Kruger, it's from a factual side and the practical things we can do when the things get a bit tight as we move into the next month. But this is what we've been talking about this morning, this is where we need to be, holding on to the Word of God. This is the truth this is the lamp and the light that's going to carry us through this tricky season. We're going to get through on the other side. I know we are, because we trust God, and that's a fact. That's the voice of Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, and Africa Christian Action and the William Carey Bible Institute. Thanks, Dr. Hammond. Here's to a great week.
Thank you. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.